The listeners have responded on an open line Thursday, 800-636-1067. I want to talk about a variety of topics. We're all over the map here.
All right, I love this.
Which we love.
Let me see here. All right, let's go to Steve. You got a hypothetical for us, Cakes.
I love those.
We love hypotheticals.
We just dole out just great advice all the time.
Steve in Houston. Hey, buddy.
Very good.
Wow.
What's up? Steve?
You hung up on him.
Oh, I'm sorry. I must have bumped it by mistake.
Steve, call back,
please. Call back, Steve. I apologize.
He might have been your former roommate when he lived in Houston.
Doubtful, but sure.
All right, let's go to Henry.
It was a long time ago.
Henry in D.C. Hey, Henry. What's up, man?
What's going on?
Hey, good morning, Junkies. You guys are the best. You guys,
what's up?
You're right. We are the best. Thank you, Henry, for recognizing that. We appreciate
that. Thanks, man. What's up?
Hey, guys. I was wondering, would you guys be willing to come out of your comfort zone down in the Navy Yard and come down to the MLK Public Library and do a live show?
No.
Probably going to be a no.
No.
If they paid us.
Yeah, I mean, it has to make the station money.
I don't
like, that's the thing.
I don't like libraries. I'm not afraid to say it.
It's a nice library. It's been remodeled.
I'm sure it's great.
What do you do there, Henry?
I work in the mail room. I try to listen to you guys as much as I can until I got to get off and go move some stuff around.
Uh-huh. I appreciate that.
Looks like a really nice building. I'm looking at it.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, probably not going to happen.
But that's going to be a no for me, dog.
Yeah, okay. All right. I thought something up, but you said call you guys up and ask you anything.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're right. For effort. If you want to
come by the station and say hello, just let us know and we'll let you up the building.
Yeah, you shot your shot, Henry. We appreciate that.
If you want to come out here and see us and just say hello for a minute, you could do that.
Nice location.
All right. Thank you, fellas.
All right, buddy.
I don't think I have the same disdain for libraries that EB does, but I honestly can't remember the last time I was in a library.
I've never been more bored than being in a library.
The closest I've been is, I believe, at Voltaggio Brothers at MGM National Harbor.
Yeah.
They have a segment of the restaurant that's modeled after like a library.
Really?
Yeah.
That's the closest I've been to a library in many moons.
Voltaggio Brothers, all the rooms are supposed to be like a different room in your house.
In 2025, like, what do you need libraries for?
I think I've just sat in the bar at the Voltaggio Brothers.
Which is great.
I think that's the only
great spot.
You haven't had dinner there?
Well, I had dinner at the bar, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
But I didn't know they had a room that was a library.
Libraries are still crowded, EB.
Pretty sure.
I can tell you.
Why though?
Because people get books and then they return them.
They're free. They're
instead of buying
cost.
Them.
It doesn't cost anything. I just feel like
a lot of people use the computers
online,
too.
Everything's online. I mean, I guess if you're just a brokey.
Some people like actual physical books.
I think a lot for parents. Yeah, most people don't. For parents, I think it's big. Instead of going and buying a new Dr. Seuss book every time, you can pick up five at a time, then you return them, you pick up five more.
Okay.
And then as they advance, you constantly pick up books.
Okay.
Because books, I mean, you like to keep your books that you've read, but books, once you read them, you're done with them.
It's not just checking out books that is part of it, but it's filled with high school kids.
Mm-hmm.
All packed with high school kids.
So it's just a place to congregate.
I had no idea.
It's just a place to congregate.
Not really.
They fake like you're studying.
No, they are. They're usually like.
Because if I'm around a bunch of other kids, I know. But if I'm around other kids, I'm just going to socialize.
No, they're sitting in their own cubes, sitting by themselves, studying.
Mm-hmm. Okay, there's so if you need a quiet place.
Plus, they have like all kinds of like reading shows and all kinds of things. Are
also
the weirdo
single dudes going in there and chatting with people on the available computers.
Oh,
am I 20 years behind?
They usually have a lot of...
That was an older thing.
That used to be a thing.
They usually have a lot of activities, too.
Okay.
Like, sometimes for seniors, they might teach language classes. I've taken my kid to read to the dog.
Okay.
That's a monthly activity.
Listen, the dog
doesn't understand what you're saying.
No. Cakes, back in the day, that's where brokies went to go see boobs.
Oh, really?
National Geographic?
Oh, yeah. National Geographic.
Well, yeah, and the computer.
Oh, yeah.
If you didn't have internet.
No filter.
Oh, you would actually surf porn in a library?
That was a big thing.
You guys don't remember that? Like, back in the 90s, all the creeps were going to the library looking at porn.
I don't remember that.
Getting arrested.
I missed that.
That was definitely a thing.
I see a lot of people, too, older people, I don't know what they're doing, that have laptops, and they seem to be doing their work in their areas. So maybe they don't have an office at their home.
But I assume people just go to like a Starbucks or something.
Well, they do that too.
Yeah. I know this. I hope to live a long life. Probably won't. Probably die tragically early. But I'll never step foot in a library the rest of my life.
Okay.
I'll never say never, it's highly unlikely I'll be in a library anytime soon.
You're probably right. Yeah. I mean, I can't imagine me going to the library.
Yeah. All right, let's go to Let's go to Steve.
Unless
okay.
I went to the library at the Voltaire book.
Yeah, right.
Steve in Houston.
I go there.
Steve, yeah. What's up, buddy?
Get a silly drink.
Sorry for hanging up on you.
It's a quiet room.
Hey, Steve.
Hey, can you guys hear me?
Yeah, yep. Yeah. We gotcha.
Oh, okay. Hey, what's up, fellas? All right, here's a hypothetical for you guys. All right. Think you guys are like this. So say each one of you guys are Josh Harris. You guys own the Commander's skins, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
You're in this whole stadium yeah, thing.
Filthy rich. Okay.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Yeah, you're exactly. Filthy rich. Yeah. But like anyone's filthy rich, the more you save, the better. Dan Snyder reaches out to you, says, hey, you know, I screwed up everything. I was a big fanboy. I want to right my wrongs. And the best way I can do it now, by not having any stake in the team, is to do a huge donation towards the stadium. But here's the caveat. You got to say Snyder Hall, Snyder Scoreboard.
They're not doing it. They're not doing it.
Of course not.
No, he's asking us.
If I'm Josh Harris, I'm a billionaire. I would not do that.
I would laugh at Dan Snyder and tell him to go back on his dumb boat.
Dan wouldn't do it.
If he was to give you $100 million towards the call,
if I'm Josh Harris, I'm a billionaire. I'd laugh at $100 million. I point and laugh at it.
Because the fans are going to turn against you.
Cakes Harris laughs at $100 million that's being offered
to him. I don't want to discourage people. Terrible hypothetical.
I'd go bilk people out of Ward 6 for more money for my stadium.
Yeah. I mean, it's just not a thing. All right, let's go.
I might do it.
Yeah.
I might take that money.
You might take it.
I would spell Snyder differently.
Yeah.
Oh, I would spell it
Snyder.
Yeah, I'd say it's not Dan Snyder. It's Bill
Rick
Snyder. Yeah, it's Rick Snyder.
You're above Jason. You're above it.
Oh, okay.
You're worth $6.5 billion. You don't need $100 million.
Right.
It's like a $10 bill falling out of your pocket.
$100 million. Lots of money.
Yeah, not
of money.
Not like $6.5 billion.
Yeah.
Let's go to Jason in Arlington. Jason.
Hey, what's up, junkies?
What's up?
Hey,
what's up?
I need a hole-in-one ruling from you guys. This happened a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. It's been weighing on my conscience, and I don't know what to do.
All right, where was it?
You know, I can't give out too conscious? Much PII, but it was on the Eastern Shore, which is relevant.
Okay. Talbot Country Club?
I'm sorry?
Talbot, where? Ocean City or Easton or Oxford?
Yeah, we'll say in and around Ocean City.
All right.
So it's a course, you know the course down there, they don't drain.
They
so
don't
it's
drain.
Pouring rain.
Okay.
All right,
I'm playing with my buddy. We have the entire course to ourselves because no one's out there.
Right,
now, it stops raining. You know, I'm playing pretty well. And we're on the back nine and a par three, and my back foot slips out from under me, and I basically, it was almost a whiff. It was like dead. I'm like dead straight into the woods, and my playing partner goes, no, you didn't use your mulligan. You're two off the first tee.
It's not a hole in one. That's not a hole in one. Sorry.
And every golfer's nightmare, of course, 170 yards, just right next to the
pin. That's a great shot, but it's not a hole in one.
That's a hole in three.
Yeah.
That's a nice par.
It's a great shot.
Nice par.
It's not a hole in one.
Okay.
We've made our rule.
That's the deal.
What did your buddy say?
He was very quiet.
He was on the fence.
He was kind of waiting for what I was going to call it.
I mean, you can put whatever you want on your card.
The junkies of the cream.
You got a great story, but you don't have an ace.
No, you don't.
I mean, it's like, put it this way. If we, like, you know, these YouTube guys or whatever, they go out there and they play a hole for 3 days until they get a hole in one. I mean, it's not really a hole in one.
No.
It was a hole in 9 million.
What did he say? He said his buddy said, you haven't used your mulligan yet?
Yeah.
I mean, come on. That's a dumb question.
That's a farce.
It's the dumbest question ever.
I mean, mulligans.
I think he knew the answer.
And mulligans are for scrambles. Okay, it's not for when you're playing with your boys.
Yeah,
I mean, come on.
All right, so far doing bad on these. So far, let's go to Bargov? You always say, I never know how to say the name. Bargov.
Yeah, hey guys, appreciate you taking my call.
Sure,
yeah,
man. What's up?
That's correct. Hey, so I got an analogy about the Terry situation. Isn't really fleshed out, but let me know what you guys think about this. So this Terry negotiation, it's like when you're flying to Asia, let's say Thailand or Singapore, with your wife, you know, and your wife is Terry in the situation, and she wants to fly first class. Mm. The budget analyst in you just simply cannot fathom such irresponsible fiscal management. You say no, you know, regular economy. You're standing strong, and she's standing strong as well. Then your lady notes that, look, you know,
She supported you. She held you down years ago when you were unemployed, cannabis addicted loser glued to your mom's couch in the basement. She highlights how 5 years ago she paid for flight tickets to Cancun for a mutual friend's wedding. You agree. You know that that's true, but you highlight, look, I'm a changed man. I go to the gym every day. I got a job. You're a completely new person now. You're a new entity. And you just want to espouse financial responsibility. After some back and forth, you hope to land on premium economy, but more likely it's going to be business class. That's kind of how I liken it. Thanks, guys.
That was a really drawn out scenario.
Hey, you know what? We did say call about anything.
We followed it perfectly.
We offered
it. We may have to tweak that going forward.
But it might. But you know what? It was fine. He made an analogy, and I thought it was somewhat appropriate. In other words, you're probably not going to end up in first class. You're not going to be the highest paid receiver, but you're going to be, what do you say, business class?
Business class. I think Valdez has flown business class before. Yeah, it's kind of baller.
Be close.
Or at least he's told me he has.
Man, that was, you're right, that was drawn out. Let's go to Tom in South Riding. Tom, what's up, man? You're on with the Junkies. 800-636-1067.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
What's up, Tom?
So, yeah, I just wanted to point out about the D.C. Council. So I remember back when the Nationals Park was being approved that Bud Selig was going crazy because he had a deal and then the D.C. Council had to approve it. But what came out of that was a bunch of tickets for youth groups and the youth academy. So the learners get all this praise for the youth academy. It wouldn't exist if it wasn't for the D.C. Council.
Okay. I've defended this D.C. the council in this sense. Like, I think it's okay to be to hold out for the best deal you could get, to be fiscally responsible. I think that's like, they should do that. I think that's kind of like their job. So I'm okay with it. Thank you, Tom.
But I do still believe that they're going to approve it.
I think so, too.
I do believe that.
I think so.
Well, maybe the numbers will get a little bit better, probably, but I do believe they're going
to
approve it.
Let's go to Matt in Fairfax. Matt, what's up, man? It's Open Line Thursday.
Hey,
chance to hear the show. Hey, buddy.
Morning. I know, just to change it up a little bit, the doldrums of the sports calendar, I know Cakes went to a concert last night, and we all, except for Jason, like Wolf Trap. And I was just wondering, to kind of piggyback on that hypothetical earlier, Eric, would you rather go see Star Wars performed by an orchestra or go to a library for 4 hours?
Star Wars by an orchestra. Not even close.
Yeah, he was a band nerd, so he could appreciate that.
I like live music.
Wait, why don't you think why don't you think I like Wolf Trap? I've never said that.
Oh, you don't like anything.
That's great.
It's a great response.
Okay, that's a
great
response.
Answer. Great answer. No, but Jason but likes that because that's like bring wine and sit there.
I don't dislike Wolf Trap. I like Wolf Trap.
Oh, Wolf Trap's awesome.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding, man. I love you guys. Hey, Cake. Goo Goo Dolls and Dashboard Confessional at the end of the month. Can we go?
That's pretty good.
Oh, the Goo Goos.
Is that at Wolf Trap? Where's that show?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a pretty good double bill. It's a pretty good double bill.
Dashboard is so slept on.
I mean, not by this guy.
Play some Dashboard for me.
You'll play Hands Down so or Vindicated.
Right.
Smashes.
Yeah. You could also go to see this Sunday, Weird Al Yankovic.
Or Yankovic. It's not Yankovic.
I'm out on Weird Al Yankovic.
Rookie. What are you doing?
Sorry.
Weird Al Yankovic.
Oh, yeah, I like the song.
Yeah, I mean, it's Chris Caraba.
How old are these guys? These guys in their 40s, early 50s?
They have to be.
Yeah.
Well, this was
gotta be.
This was when we were at HFS, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Was this considered an emo band?
Very emo.
Yeah.
Like the most emo.
Yeah. I like it.
It's very weepy and emotional.
Yeah.
You're going to get in your feels.
I was
going to
say
here.
It's not an up.
Chicks like are into Dashboard Confessional.
Feeling song, but I like it.
This isn't their most popular one, though, is it?
Vindicated's pretty big.
It sounds like the beta national anthem.
Hands down, I think it's their biggest smash. Probably top on the Spotify playlist.
That's great hook.
So good.
Yeah. Chicago's there next Wednesday.
It hurt a little bit this morning when Mar was looking at the lineup for Wolf Trap this summer, and he goes, Weird Al. Who is that?
Yeah. Well, he's a young.
Weird Al's probably 100.
Do you know how bad that show must be? That place will be packed.
People love that?
For Weird Al?
I mean, yes. Must be if he's still touring.
If I went to one show there, it would be Weird Al for sure.
How about Yacht Rock Review?
I know it'd be entertaining.
Well, but is it just a bunch of impressions?
You don't want to hear Weird Al sing I'm Fat?
Cover bands, I'm sure.
Yeah. I mean, I love Yacht Rock.
So good. You should go.
I'm huge on Yacht Rock.
It's actually a Sunday night, August 3rd.
I bet I would rather see like Michael McDonald.
Well, speaking of which, he's probably there. No, they don't have Michael McDonald, but they have Steve Winwood.
Oh,
that's going
Winwood.
Old school.
Love Winwood.
Yeah. I need to fire this up. What do I go to?
Is Winwood, is he a Brit or is he Aussie?
He's definitely British.
British, yeah.
100%.
All right, I'm gonna X out of Von Miller Weekly Grades, okay. And now I'm going to go to Wolf Trap.
Yeah, your computer's very confused. Yeah. All right, when we come back, we'll talk to Tom Lavero, Washington Times sports columnist. We'll talk Nats and more with him next.